This is the story of a man not understood in his time. The greatest story ever told, according to himself.
Blessed are they who hunger and thirst righteously, for they shall occupy the corporate boxes.
Who is this man who commands such crowds?
Blessed are the playmakers, for they shall inherit their father's premium seats.
They call him the savior of Irish football. He and his disciples are traveling the land, preaching and giving alms to the poor football clubs.
Blessed are the poor, for they shall have their UEFA prize money withheld.
Here, my Lord Delaney, I'm after underestimating the size of the Jesus crowd. We've only got 5 loaves and 2 fishes. It's malogian.
Fear not, disciple Care. Lo, turn them into prawn sandwiches, and verily we shall feed the multitude.
Jeez, you do me loafing.
My lord, upon a man transfer into the kingdom of the FAR twice, first through the normal channels, then after he's made a bags of that, he gets offered the same job back again, but only for a short while. What do you say to that?
I say it'll be more difficult for that man to qualify for Euro 2020 than it would be for a camel to pass through the eye of a credit card.
Ah, that's what I thought.
Well, there, hey. Yeah. You're the gaffer. You're the boss.
Thank you, my Stan.
But there's some people in that there crowd say you're not the Messiah. So they are.
Here, give them a few tickets there and distribute these grants to buy new nets for the under-7s.
Unclean! Unclean! Oh,
lepers!
Filthy lepers!
Look! It's the
League of Ireland, shunned by most. But verily, I will walk among them and promise them heaven and earth.
Look at that, Martin. He's touching the League of Ireland. Gross.
You're right, Roy. They're unworthy to tie the strap of his sandal.
What? Whose bell is that?
That's mine. I done the League of Ireland for a time there.
You're just going to let it ring, Brian?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, that's great manners. That's great manners. Can't believe it.
Let us return to this story later.
Cancarla, I am tout shocked at the scandal rocking the FAR. Imagine a body responsible for spending taxpayers' money, not taking proper care of it. WTF. While John and I have hung out at a few matches, he's a pretty righteous dude, and while I've personally enjoyed extravagant hospitality in the Aviva, I believe now is the time for accountability. John Delaney is not a public servant, so at least I can call on him to resign. Good job he doesn't work in hell. First of all, it's a huge relief to have my decision vindicated publicly. What? Now that Panty, the Queen of Ireland, has backed my decision to write that letter to Kylie, the Queen of Australia, I could totes rest easy knowing that I did the right thing, not just for me, but for the country.
Taoiseach, I have 15 various scandals I want to ask you about.
There are things I wish I'd done differently in my 8 years in cabinet. Oh, but I would have got the 7 Series BMW limo earlier, and I probably wouldn't have accidentally invited Trump to visit Ireland twice. But anyway, he'll probably only tweet us when he's coming unannounced, so that way it's not my fault, guys. I'm still totes cool and liberal, swearsies.
Taoiseach, you also stated this week you wouldn't be opposed to Irish farmers growing cannabis.
Well, for sure. For show. It might even help the turf munchers chill out a bit, maybe improve their terrible taste in music. Like less Joe Dolan, more The Prodigy, who I still love, BTW. Rest in power, Kevin. It might also give them something else to sell besides beef, which I totes eat all the time, by the way. Ooh. Definitely not a secret vegan just to keep their votes.
Now, I know what you're going to ask.
How can I simultaneously downgrade the government's economic growth forecast for the year while also promising 50,000 new jobs?
Indeed, Minister.
Well, allow me tinkle a few keys because I only have a certain amount of music.
What? Music?
Music? Allow me explain my fiscal policy. Eternal tax loopholes for faceless tech giants. Treating big corporations like clients. Doing their bidding as they pull our strings. These are a few of my favourite things.
What's the role of the IDA in all of this?
Made IDA butler to all multinationals. Handing them cash grants, don't care where they stash them. Vulture funds swooping on golden wings. These are a few of my favourite things. When the forecasts show a slowdown, when I'm feeling sad.
I simply make up some new fictional jobs and then I don't feel so bad.
But Minister, there's terrible inequality in society.
The price of rent.
Housing.
But people are still spending.
Buying concert tickets at outrageous prices.
Yep.
Coffee and cocktails and expensive vices. Vulgar overspending, we're living like kings. These are a few of my favourite things.
But some people are still struggling.
A minimum wage puts tenants under pressure.
Yeah.
Commuting for hours on affordable creches. Shafting the poor, oh what joy it do bring. These are a few of my favourite things. When the forecasts show a slowdown, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember our corporate tax. A 1% rate ain't bad.
Very good. Brilliant. Now, Minister, if we can ask a serious question now.
Of course.
Minister.
Not again.
Mister, how can you justify charging ordinary people more tax than tech companies?
In this life, one thing counts. Economic growth, large amounts. Budget surplus won't grow on trees. You've got to pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two. Boys, you've got to pick a pocket or two.
It's very good.
Vulture funds pay feckle tax. You got to pick a pocket or two.
Excellent, isn't it?
Really fantastic.
Why should Apple break their backs? Stupidly paying tax. Charge workers instead. Take the short off their backs.
Yes.
You've got to pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two. Boys, you've got to pick a pocket or two. Cuckoo funds pay feckle tax, so you gotta pick a pocket or two.
Wait a second, where did he go? Where's my wallet?
My watch is missing.
You've got to pick a pocket or two, boys. You've got to pick a pocket or three. Ha,
ha. Our story begins again. The man accomplished great things, according to himself. But soon, dark forces surrounded him.
Megiddy's on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. Now so lonely round the fields of Abbottstown.
Now, lads, this will be the last time I will break bread with you. The Sunday Times goes to press tonight, and I'm about to be crucified.
British bastards!
My money moves in mysterious ways. We are all to be held accountable. And worse, one of you will betray me.
Is it I, Lord Delaney?
It is you who says it, Quinner.
Because I've always thought there was a better way to run this organisation. I will deny three times in Morning Ireland that I am the best candidate for the job. But I brought my boots just in case.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, baby!
What was that?
It was a cock crowing.
The story continues.
Welcome back, and for the first time ever, I don't need to tell you what time it is, because apparently we have to stop all the clocks as the world has ended because a church roof went on fire. As the Notre Dame Restoration Fund hits 700 million euro in one day, we'll be returning to Paris for the 18th time this morning to see if we've reached peak overreaction yet. 700 million euro for a church roof. Ironically, last year, after Damascus in Syria was bombed, the actual Holy Land, France pledged only 50 million euro to repair an entire city. But this Instagram-friendly vanity project from the Middle Ages is worth it, apparently. Now, President Macron has paid tribute to the firefighters, though he probably should have paid tribute to whatever idiot started the fire. 2 weeks ago, the man was on his knees when yellow vest riots and tax breaks for millionaire friends made him less popular in France than alcohol-free wine. Now, thanks to two disasters, Brexit burning down Britain and renovations burning down Notre Dame, he's riding high again. All he needs now is someone to accidentally blow up the Eiffel Tower and they'll make him president for life. Meanwhile, emotional outpourings over the fire continue to be massively disproportionate to the scale of the event, with thousands of Irish people taking to Facebook to share their vague memories of the 5 minutes they spent in the place on a school tour in 1983 and all the candles they lit there. candles. Anyone else joining the dots here? Right, it's Good Friday, the drunkest day of the year. So pass me a bottle of Malbec and no, I won't be needing it, lass. God, I miss Six Blood.
Previously on the West Wing of the Department of Health.
There he is. Minister, Minister, the PwC report is a disaster. What shall we do?
Yes. A disaster? No, it's a triumph.
What?
We were going to bury it under Brexit, but that was solved.
Yeah.
It would have been a disaster if anyone had read it. But thankfully, John Delaney and the FAI cloud car exploded again.
Oh.
And so once more, I got away scot-free. I'm a genius.
But Minister, the report is still out. People are going to read it. We're going to have to manage the optics.
Oh. Oh, guys, I just thought of the funniest joke.
What?
I'd rather handle the optics than the ophthalmics. Which, since children have to wait years for a routine eye test, obviously I can't do.
So, Minister, what are your recommendations? We need to act fast.
Oh, I don't know. Let me see.
Come on.
Maybe bring the baby to some sort of launch. The media will wet itself.
I meant your recommendations to Cabinet on the PwC report from the Children's Hospital, man.
Oh, that. Yeah. Yes, I will be reporting to Cabinet that in keeping with the recommendations of the report, I will ensure the PwC invoice for telling us the blinding, bleeding obvious is paid in full.
What? But what about the massive capital overspend?
Well, look, I think it's very important to say here that we admitted it. Ugh. That's what we do in Fine Gael. Admit things.
What?
Okay, we call it an underestimate instead of an overspend.
Ugh.
And we call the cuts to other public projects reprofiles.
Yeah.
Just like we call Simon Coveney Thonishta instead of translucent man with the charm of a carrot. But who cares? It's Easter. I'm actually looking forward to gorging on all those empty calories, all that sugar and fat.
You mean your child's Easter? Easter eggs.
No, I'm launching the new hospital food menu.
Oh.
We've basically decided to let patients eat as much crap as they want.
To stop them being malnourished?
No, because bad food is easier to make. Also, if the food gives them a heart attack, it should shorten the waiting list.
Well, enjoy your break, because I have a feeling that the media will be throwing smear tests at us again when you come back. The delay in getting results is now 32 weeks.
Sending women flocking in droves to private screening services,
yes.
Which represents yet another saving for the HSE.
Ugh.
Let's talk that one up. Anyway, gotta go. Gotta Insta Saoirse's night feed.
Ugh.
Guys, using my woke status as Ireland's only father of a baby has really done wonders to distract from my, what do you call it?
The wholesale destruction of the health service? Yeah.
Let's find a new term for that.
Ugh.
Great work, guys. And remember, optics, not ophthalmics.
Ugh.
Stunts, not stents.
Ugh.
PR, not CPR.
Ugh.
I'm important. Do I look important?
But Minister, Minister!
Minister, Minister!
He's gone again.
Oh.
Well, at least they did legalize medicinal cannabis, eventually. See if you can get some free samples. Anything to numb the pain of working for him.
And now, three woke Irish women, Orla, Aoife, and Shifra, seek authenticity in an inauthentic world in the latest episode of Liberal Ladies.
Here we are, guys. I never thought I'd ever actually make it to Bali.
Yeah, Orla, especially since it took us just 3 days to get here from Dublin.
Well, if you want to fly through Middle Eastern countries with dubious human rights records, that's your choice, Aoife. I'm happy to take the detour with a clear conscience.
You're so right, Orla.
There's detours, then there's going the wrong way around the world through Canada, South America, then Canada again for some reason. And aren't loads of Latin American countries corrupt?
You're also so right, Aoife.
Wow, that's such a crass generalisation. You know, it's times like this that you know your County Clare mindset is painfully obvious.
Excuse me, now who's generalising? And did you even think about the damage of the extra air miles you've made us rack up?
Everybody knows that long-haul flights are the free pass for millennials concerned about the environment. Besides, I'm staying vegan for this trip.
Well, if you keep eating that chickpea stew, it only increases the amount of deadly gases released into the atmosphere.
How dare you? And you, Shifra, you're no help.
Girls, I know we're all knackered. Sorry, exhausted. So can we just stop projecting our jet lag before we say something we'll regret?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
What?
That man, he's looking at us.
Say what?
Don't look, but a man, he's looking at your bag. I feel very unsafe right now. Let's walk.
How are you, ladies? Irish, are you?
Yeah, we just...
Oh.
What do we do?
Did you get your bag in pennies? I've the same one.
Just keep walking.
All right then, if you're so high and mighty like...
What the hell was that?
We specifically said no mingling with other Irish people while we're away.
Mm-hmm.
I want an authentic experience.
Oh.
Look, it's cool. Just one more flight to get and we'll be there.
You mean we're not staying here?
In Bali. Ew, no. We're heading to this less famous island with more of an independent vibe? Nusa Penida? Ooh, awkward.
That's actually now been overrun by a specific subset of pretentious Westerners. The ones who bring their own guitars.
Ugh.
But surprise! I actually went above you and booked us a week in this eco-colony place.
Wait, you mean like actually super rural or like rustic with a stable Wi-Fi connection kind of rural?
Wi-Fi rural, ovs.
Phew. I'm probably going to have some petitions to sign online. Just because I'm away doesn't mean my activism is on hold.
And I need to keep my Instagram presence consistent. I owe it to my followers.
All your both followers, you mean.
Anyway, we've 2 hours before our next flight, so if we move it, we can enjoy one unforgettable, authentic Balinese experience.
Visit the Holy Water Temple?
Explore the rice terraces?
No, go to the street market for designer knockoffs.
I want a Chanel choker.
I bags the Balmain bag.
Aren't foreign cultures wonderful?
Easter is a very important time for reflection. We come together to celebrate the agony of one man struggling to convince those around him that he has done no wrong. And after you've finished re-watching John Delaney's erectus appearance, make sure to make time for our Lord.
Oh, you are horrid, McCree.
Not as horrid as that jumped-up bookkeeper, earning a six-figure salary for doing nothing but going on jollies around the world and attending banquets.
Who's a little teapot pointing at the kettle?
Yeah. We will be having our usual Easter events at Oros and Ochteron this year. Art and crafts led by the most talented members of the family.
Oh, thank you, my little many.
Brood of a shield.
Oh. Damn, boys.
As well as, of course, our traditional egg hunt in the Oros Garden. Once again, we shall be hiding the entertainment expense accounts where no one will ever find them.
Already the shredder. The ledger.
This week, I had the great fortune to meet with Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives.
Yes.
A woman who spends much of her day listening to the rantings and ravings of a small-handed man with notions.
I know exactly how that might feel.
Nancy spoke about the importance of upholding the Good Friday Agreement and how Ireland has become a beacon of morality, hope and justice.
She clearly hasn't been keeping up with the news, so...
We also discussed the urban-rural divide with news that the broadband plan is set to be delayed again. Musha musha, rural Ireland, I haven't forgotten what it's like to live in a barren hellhole without hope.
Or Galway, as it's also known.
Bringing broadband to remote parts of the country is imperative. Doesn't Sean in Leitrim deserve to download the latest series of RuPaul's Drag Race just like oneself?
No.
Shouldn't Paddy in Cavan have access to foot fetish porn just like his fellow perverts in Portobello?
Yikes.
And shouldn't Micheál in Tipperary have to suffer the buffering hames that is the RTE player like the rest of us?
Oh, do we still have Leo's Netflix password?
Finally, one couldn't let this Easter pass without mentioning the main woman herself, Mary.
Yes.
Who did so much for her family to achieve eternal grace. I'm talking, of course, about my daughter, Alice Mary, who, after witnessing my presidential coronation, is now running in the European elections.
Woohoo! Give her your number one!
So vote early and often. And who knows, one day, when one eventually grows tired of ruling this fair isle, one may pass it on to one's daughter.
What an honour, yeah. A responsibility,
yes,
and an absolute bonanza in unvouched expenses that would be.
Happy Easter.
Finally condemned, though his story lives on forever, again according to himself.
They tell me you are the king of the FAI.
It is you who say it.
Well, to be honest, I thought the F in FAI stood for falconry, but apparently it's the working man's game. Ugh.
Yes.
And since I've encountered many working men in my estate, as the prefect for sport, I must now condemn you.
It is a heavy burden I have to carry.
That's just bloody typical. They can't even manage a decent cross. It's a disgrace.
On I go, on my journey to the end.
Ah, Lord, Lord. Come here to me now till I wipe the sweat off your lovely face with my little towel.
Michael.
I will treasure this forever as a memento. And I'll display it inside the shop in Kilgarvan. And charge people €5 to gaze upon your image. Oh, Lord.
Will no one walk beside me now?
I have to see a man about a board.
Are you believe there's a vacancy on the Children's Hospital board?
See ya, Johnny.
Will none of you be with me today in paradise?
Bye.
That's a nightclub in Watford. It's where my going away to is.
You can jump in me cab, John, but we'll have to go via the M7. The traffic's malodging because it's a bank holiday.
Don't worry, I'll cover the petrol. Oh, wait, the credit card is gone. It has been taken from me. My MasterCard, why hast thou forsaken me?
And as the great bell tolls, the man of our story is silent, mainly on legal advice. But perhaps we have not heard the last of him.
Philip, I'm so glad I could take a well-earned break from being Prime Minister and come walking in Wales. Just me and you.
Me, you, and your personal aide.
Good afternoon.
Oh, ignore Neville and my security and my PR, my stylist and 8 additional aides and the police chopper.
Prime Minister, I've just had an urgent email about
Brexit.
Sorry, Prime Minister, are you bleeping me out?
Yes, we're on holiday. Any talk of that godforsaken nonsense is prohibited.
But Brexit won't go away. We need to discuss Brexit. Gosh, you're really rather good at that bleeping.
Yes, my father was a smoke alarm. Oh, isn't it peaceful up here, darling? Views for miles around and not a sound to be heard.
Oh, sake.
Sorry, better take this. Hello?
Prime Minister, it's Donald Tusk. We give you an extension, and the first thing you do is go on holiday. Explain yourself.
You've reached the voicemail of Theresa May. Bleep!
Prime Minister!
There. You'd be surprised at how often that works. Right, Philip, where were we?
A nice walk around the river for a bit of peace and quiet.
Thought I might find you here. And also thought I could squeeze in a bit of skinny dipping.
Boris, I'm on holiday. Also, please cover yourself up.
What? My little Boris, Foreign Secretary Johnson and his 2 concubines. Look, just wanted to chat to you about how Brexit might affect the leadership.
I told you, now is not the time for a change of leader.
Oh, Theresa, you silly goose. I'm not interested in being PM.
Really?
Let's put this little confusion behind us and go for a nice walk. Maybe to an abandoned mineshaft. We could do a bit of abseiling. Ladies first. Old Butterfingers Johnson will hold your rope.
Oh, Boris.
That's it. If we can't have a moment's peace, we're going to the pub.
Quaver.
And in your headlines tonight, Hugh Edwards is back in his local, necking a lottery orca and not talking about the news. Ah, heaven at last.
I'll be having a double.
Hugh!
Oh, bloody hell. Prime Minister!
Fancy meeting
you! No, I'm not having this. This is my Easter break. The wine and chocolate holiday is a sacred institution.
I couldn't agree more.
All right. I've got it. We're all going to sit here in silence and watch Game of Thrones on my iPad.
Works for me.
Great! Who's that one?
That's Cersei, a female leader with waning powers who's endured endless humiliations only to inexplicably cling on to power.
Oh, I like the sound of her.
Shh.
So, guys, the doll's out till the 8th of May.
Yay!
I love being Taoiseach.
Taoiseach, I want to thank you for inviting me here.
Ah, Mrs. Pelosi, meow, Sugosi. Sorry, I forgot you were here.
What?
I heard Bono might be coming for a pint, so I've been keeping an eye out. He's the lead singer of U2.
I know who Bono is, Taoiseach.
Sorry, it's just you're so old compared to me. I can't be sure of your cultural references.
Why are you shouting? I want to reiterate my support for the good Good Friday Agreement.
Wait, is that him? Bono, is it? No, it's just Murph's dancing at the bar with his top off. Sorry, Nancy, you were asking me about Good Friday? Yeah, they open the pubs now so you can go for pints. Do you need to sit down, by the way?
No, I'm fine, but I was talking about the Good Friday Agreement and how important...
Hang on, it's Bono, is it? Oh no, it's just Fiscal's turn to get his annual round in.
Oh.
Hello, caretaker Taoiseach.
Oh God, not him.
I have Bono with me.
Wow.
Lead singer of Me Too.
You too.
Oh, you're a fan of Me Too too.
What?
Me too.
No, just Jesus, let him in before you mortar us even more. What are we even doing with Bono anyway?
He owns 1,000,000,000% of Facebook. Oh. I'm Facebook's best friend. Oh. I lobby Europe raw if they want.
Just get out of the way.
What's up, Leo? My man, my soul.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry I don't have much time to chat. I have to get out of the country soon before I'm liable for too much tax.
Oh, yes. I'm sure you have to go to some lair made from solid gold in the sun, huh?
What? Oh, God.
That's why he wears the sunglasses, because of the glare from all the gold.
No, it's because I've got glaucoma, man.
Well, I'd be in a coma, too, if I had to sit through Pelosi's speech.
I'm still here, gentlemen.
Oh, Shimon!
Great. Nancy.
Yes?
Hold my pint. I have to get a selfie with Bono.
Me too!
Yeah!
You are such a pair of ledge bags.
What a moron. Maybe I should have backed the Brits.
Happy Easter!